It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
That was introducing me as a crew, even though it's only me. Well, welcome to Explore Fairbanks, everybody, where we're talking everything tourism and exploring Fairbanks in the Golden Heart City. I'm your host, Jerry Evans, and I'm joined in the studio today by Olivia Dowling with the Golden Heart Consulting and David Vanderberg, the Executive Director of the Downtown Association. Welcome, guys.
Hi,
hey, thank you.
And thanks for joining us today. And very excited. Of course, the Winter Solstice Festival is coming up. And anytime somebody takes the time to do something great in Fairbanks, I love coming out and supporting it. So we're going to talk about all that stuff. But first, since I've got you in here, David, a lot of people might hear the Downtown Association used in a lot of different areas and for different things, and the name pops up. So maybe before we get going into the festival, let's talk a little bit about what the Downtown Association is and what you do.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, the Downtown Association is a 501c3 corporation, and we are, you know, our mission statement says that we are to identify and fill social service gaps, alleviate the burdens on government, and enhance the quality of life downtown. So those are, you know, three kind of, they're disparate pieces, but where we pop up most probably is in advocacy and advocating for the economic area of downtown. And, you know, that's just resources from the municipal governments directed at downtown to provide the services that they are, by their charter, required to provide. We do that. And then we also are the host for the signature events, the Winter Solstice Festival and the Midnight Sun Festival. So those would be the kind of the marquee things that we do. And, of course, there's more, but we're here to talk about the Winter Solstice Fest.
Yes, and you do a great job of that. Now, so real quick also, what's considered downtown in the Downtown Association or in general? Because I love telling the story when they built the old main building, is that there was controversy because some people thought that that was too far out of town when they built it there. So what would you consider downtown?
Well, downtown is actually defined in city code, and I don't know that chapter and verse. But for us, our working definition, it's a bit fluid, but our working definition is airport to the News Minor area, Cowles over to the Stees.
Oh, okay. That'd
be kind of its maximum extent. But most of what we focus on is in what we call the core, which is, you know, again, you know, kind of the Doyon Building south, say, to Fifth Avenue. Highly walkable network. There's on-street parking is enforced. Anyway, that's where a lot of our focus is.
Beautiful. So now let's talk about the thing we're all starting to get excited about, the Winter Solstice Festival, and that's coming up this next Saturday, December 16th, and there are a number of different events, and I thought it'd be easier, instead of doing it all-encompassing, to kind of break it down so people can understand how they could take advantage and how they can join in. And spoiler alert, much like you guys are doing, we're going to save the fireworks for last, right?
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about the Holiday Bazaar.
Yeah, so the Holiday Bazaar is at the Morris Thompson Center on Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th. And they have a myriad of handmade holiday art there. So it's a great place to get last-minute Christmas gifts, but it's all locally made here.
Okay. Now, is it too late for people to get involved on the vendor side of it?
Yes, this is a very, very popular bazaar. So we are chock full right now. So, but that promises a great day for shopping.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And that's both
Friday and Saturday. And Friday is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. And Saturday from 11 to 6.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's some people that maybe haven't spent that much time down at the Morris Thompson Center. Anyway, so it's a great building. It's one of my favorite buildings in town.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. If you haven't been there, this is the day to do it for sure. It's so full of life, and we're going to have some live music too, so it's a great time to be there.
Yeah, and I'd like to accentuate that. The musical offerings continue to multiply, and so there's, I mean, I think there's going to be live music, strings and quartets, kind of all day long for the hours of the bazaar on Friday and Saturday.
We've got a lot of really exciting community engagement for this year in particular. So, yeah, the more the merrier.
Okay. And I guess we should probably point out that there's no admission to get into the bazaar at all.
That's right.
Walk in and take your time.
Yeah. And actually, all of the events at the Winter Solstice Festival are 100% free and 100% family friendly. So it's perfect for getting out in the interior.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We'll get that out of the way now. Absolutely free. People like that.
Yes. Why
do.
Wouldn't they?
Of course. Okay, so there's the Winter Lights Walk.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about how this is going to work this year.
Yeah, so the Winter Lights Walk, Parks and Rec puts it on every year, and basically local businesses sponsor a tree, and then they decorate that tree. The winning business for their decorations gets to choose which charity to donate all of the proceeds to. So, okay. Yeah, it's a really heartwarming event, and we were at Griffin Park earlier today, and the trees looked beautiful so far. So I can't wait to see how they look when the Winter Lights Walk actually opens on Sunday the 10th. And they're doing a Rockefeller-style lighting where, like, they'll count down all the trees and then plug them in. So it'll be really, really fun.
Oh, awesome. And again, is it too late for people to get involved in the decorating part of it?
Yes. We are so happy that the Winter Lights Walk is completely full this year. We've had a lot of really great engagement from local businesses, and we're thrilled. So we've grown year after year.
Should I quit asking that at this point? I guess the reason we're here is to talk about things that people can just not put any work into. Just come down and enjoy the cool things that are going on in Fairbanks.
Yeah, definitely. We're super happy with the amount of engagement we've gotten this year. And just so many people wanted to get involved. Last year was our first year doing these individual events as a group. So it's been really fun to see how the collaboration between the four different hosts, the Morris Thompson Center, the Downtown Association, the Borough's Parks and Rec Department, and then the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, how they all come together. And everyone has such a great audience. It's cool to see how many people want to get involved in the festival this year.
Got it. So again, you might have mentioned this as I'm looking down my notes. How do people go about it? So it opens up, it starts on the 10th.
Yep.
And people have from the 10th through the 16th to vote?
They have from the 10th to the 16th to walk through the light walk. The trees will be lit up during the day. And then on the 16th is where you actually place your vote. So during the Winter Solstice Festival day, you get a little voting card and you get to stamp which one you want to vote for.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I love that because it's you tell people that the trees will be plugged in during the day. And, of course, most places on the planet, they go, well, you can't see the lights in the daytime.
Right.
You sure can here in Fairbanks.
Definitely. And I think if anyone's walked through Golden Heart Plaza recently, you can see how beautiful those lights from Festival Fairbanks look. It's just so stunning. You can see them pretty much across the river. They're gorgeous.
Right.
And I'd like to interject real quick that there is a website that has all of this laid out. So if there's any listeners out there who'd like to go and get more information, it's Winter Solstice Festival Fairbanks.com.
Mm-hmm.
Winter Solstice Festival Fairbanks.com.
Great. And and you guys have great flyers and great information out there. That's where I got most of my stuff from. And I'm guessing the news minor will be talking about a little bit here and there. So
for sure.
It's just quite a buzz in this town. I love that you guys are doing this. And again, it doesn't come together easily. There's a lot of people that have been putting a lot of work into it. So when do you start out? Yeah, there you go. When do you start out planning for something like this?
Yeah, this year we started in August.
Meetings were in August, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Dave and I work on the Midnight Sun Festival too. So we like pretty much once we're finished with the Midnight Sun, we start on the Winter Solstice. And so we're like pretty much always working on a solstice festival.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's talk about another great event that's going to be going on during the festival. And that, of course, is the Moose on the Loose.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the Winter Solstice Festival because it engages local businesses and encourages foot traffic. So there's areas in each section of the town, which are downtown, West Fairbanks, College Road, and Van Horn Road. So you go to these locations, you pick them up, and it's a foldable passport. And basically, the more businesses that you go to, you get entered into their raffle. So it's free for businesses to participate. The only requirement is that they donate a raffle prize. So you could go to 8 different businesses and get entered into 8 different raffles. The businesses love it because new people discover their business, and also it's familiar favorites too. So this year, we have an interactive map that will guide you through each of the sections. That's available on our website. Winter Solstice Festival, Fairbanks.com, and it'll also be available on the passport itself. So that's all day on the 16th. So pretty much just go to the pickup spot on the 16th, and you have all day to hit all those local businesses.
Now, do we have, and taking our time, because we do have time, is there, do you have the list of businesses that people can visit?
Yeah, I sure do. So the pickup location for downtown is at the Morris Thompson Center. The pickup location for West Fairbanks is at the Great Alaska Bowl Company, who's also our grand prize this year. So they donated.
Awesome.
Yeah, they are. They're so amazing. The pickup location for College Road is at the Toy Quest. Van Horn Road, you can pick up your passport at Ascension Rock Club. The full list of businesses is on our website and also on our Facebook page.
And how many businesses?
This year we have 33, which is amazing.
Oh, holy cow. Okay. Yeah. I guess you can't really list off all of them at this point, can you?
We've almost doubled from last year, which is really exciting. And the businesses are all, they all look forward to it every year too. So it's really, really great to see such a great lineup this year. And I want to give props to our sponsor, Doyon, for the Moose, and also our title sponsor, Alyeska Pipeline, and Explore Fairbanks, and Raheli Bodyfell, the Realtor.
Very cool. So there's 33 different prizes that people can win out there.
Yeah, definitely. And they all vary in value, but they're all worth at least $25.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Now, is there any kind of prize for whoever goes to the most? Because it takes place within the course of one day, right?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think that's a great idea for next year, because that would be awesome. Try to get people to fill out all the sections. That would be a great idea.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, Dave, we've just kind of been talking about everything. Are you anything that you want to add to all that?
Well, just that it's important to shop local and just try to circulate dollars in our community, and that is one of you have these events are geographically, they're centered on downtown, and there's a lot of the Moose on the Loose businesses participating downtown, but still, you know, the part of the impetus of this festival is to encourage people to get out and enjoy their community.
Right, and that's not just during the Winter Solstice Festival. Right. That's a year-round thing, and to deviate just a little bit, because we're doing okay on time, that's one of the, because I deal with journalists who are visiting, and one of the things I talk about is the downtown core and how it's kind of rebuilding and getting this new energy. The way I explain it is, at one point, that was the universe in Fairbanks, was just that downtown core, and then it happens in a lot of towns where malls and businesses and big box stores kind of open up a little bit, and what that does is it creates a void for a while. Now you've got all this young energy coming in to a historic area with large buildings and usually less expensive rent. So you got people coming in and doing some very creative stuff. And that's where you get get the venue and all the stuff that they're doing down there. And you get Bad Mom and you get all these eateries and coming again soon, distilleries. Now that there's an open space, people are filling that with new creative stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, when I talk about that, I say that downtown's like almost in a renaissance right now, where like it has been emerging so beautifully. And right. I think that the festivals for the Midnight Sun Festival and the Winter Solstice Festival are key to that, because it brings more people into downtown. And some people don't go downtown except for an event like this. So when they are able to come downtown and see the new businesses that maybe they just drive by before or maybe don't look at as closely, it's really encouraging to see people noticing what's happening downtown.
Right. Tell you what we're going to do right now. Let's go ahead and take our quick commercial break. Once again, if you're just tuning in or you don't know who I'm talking to, I'm talking with Olivia Dowling with the Golden Heart Consulting and David Vandenberg, the Executive Director of Downtown Association. We're kind of talking all things downtown Fairbanks, but particularly about the Winter Solstice Festival that's coming up next weekend, Saturday, December 16th. We'll be back to talk more with them when we continue with Explore Fairbanks.
We will continue to Explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
This holiday season, experience the magic at Running Reindeer Ranch. Gather your friends and family for an unforgettable adventure right here in Fairbanks. Picture this. Walking through a winter wonderland surrounded by majestic reindeer, their hooves clicking in the snow, get ready to watch reindeer games as you learn about how these furry friends are adapted to life in the Arctic. And there's plenty of time for reindeer hugs and selfies. Make this season unforgettable at Running Reindeer Ranch. Book your spot now at runningreindeer.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 5050 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 5050 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 5050 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And we are back with Explore Fairbanks. I'm your host, Jerry Evans, being joined in the KFAR studios with Olivia Dowling, who's with the Golden Heart Consulting, and David Vandenberg from Downtown Association. Of course, we're talking the Winter Solstice Festival. Now, we already talked a little bit about the Holiday Bazaar, the Lights Walk, the Moose on the Loose. Let's talk about reindeer photos and hot cocoa. So now that again, what a cool idea.
Yeah, this is a fan favorite of the festival for sure. We're able to bring live reindeer into Golden Heart Plaza and have pictures taken with them. And it's sponsored by Explore Fairbanks. So you'll be able to retrieve all of those pictures from the URL or the Downtown Association Facebook page too. It is so fun. There's always a huge line for it. And while you're waiting in line, we have a wonderful hot chocolate booth put on by Riley Bodyfelt, the realtor. So you can get some hot chocolate to warm up, wait in line for your reindeer photos. And the reindeer photos are happening from 5:30 to 7:30 because we have to get the reindeer out before the fireworks start.
Yeah, good call.
Of course, don't want to freak Rudolph out.
No.
So, and then the hot chocolate booth is running from 5:30 to 8:30 as well. So,
and where exactly is that going to be set up again?
Both of those are in Golden Heart Plaza. So, Yeah, you cannot miss the hot chocolate booth. Riley's going to decorate it. So cute. And then, of course, can't miss the reindeer either. So,
and so people have nothing to worry about photographically. You have a photographer there.
Yeah.
And they'll be up where people can just download them at their own leisure?
Yeah.
It takes a few days, but they will be up. Yeah. You know, there's going to be a link and there'll be a retrieval page and all that. And
Yeah, and last year it was, I don't want to say it was 40 below. That was a little chilly.
16 below.
It was pretty chilly. So our photographer was a real trooper out there taking pictures. The reindeer didn't have a problem, though.
Yeah, they never do. So, so let's talk about weather. And you can't really predict because, you know, you sometimes you can't even see a day in advance. But
yeah.
Do you have any idea of what we're expecting or what's typical for this time of year weather-wise?
Yeah, I would say last year was a little abnormal being so cold. I think the day before maybe it was like 30 or below-ish, and we were a little worried, but then it warmed up to 16. But this year has been an unseasonably warm winter, so we're hoping. We actually were just looking at the river. It doesn't look like the river is totally frozen either, so we do want to ask people not to go on the river to watch the fireworks. Golden Heart Plaza is a great place to watch the fireworks, but please do not go on the river. It's very thin right now. So we're hoping for a warm festival, but as always, just layer up. And the Yukon Quest is volunteering to be a warm-up booth, and so is the Morris Thompson. So if you find yourself getting a little too chilly, just pop in there.
Yep, easy to do. And also you're trying to, at least during the fireworks part of it, restrict pedestrian traffic over the bridges, correct?
Right. Well, and this year it's only the pedestrian bridge where it's not a pedestrian bridge for the duration of the fireworks. Okay. We'll have volunteers, and we've got a blast perimeter we need to define and then hold. So we'll do that. And but Cushman Street is now out of the blast perimeter, which greatly eases the congestion, I suppose. So people can stand on Cushman Street Bridge if they want to this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, awesome.
As always, at your own risk, you're right on the edge of the blast zone, but it should be kind of front and center, really good viewing. And parking, you know, everything, you know, back to the what do you do about the cold? I mean, you know, for as many years we've been doing this, we've seen some really cold where it shuts down everything but the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, who wants to go out and do some things if it's 40 below? So, but the fireworks are fantastic at 40 below. They're extra loud. And
I was just going to say that. The sound travels.
Really enjoy it.
Let's talk about the fireworks, because that is the grand finale.
And then the parking, even though it's just because it's associated, and I don't want to forget it. It's that every place downtown, you know, there won't be any parking enforcement, and any open lot at that hour of the night in the evening of Saturday is going to be open and available. So really, any place is open to parking. And if we were to identify one place that we wish people wouldn't park, it's in the Denali State Bank parking lot, which is north of the river. Other than that, everything else is
fair
ideal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and there's a lot of parking. Along the river, and of course near the Morris Thompson Center,
south of the river, and all the way to Golden Heart Plaza. And the viewing, people sometimes want to know where the viewing is best. Mm-hmm. To which we say, Golden Heart Plaza, the Cushman Street Bridge, the Griffin Park, where the trees are. And then really all the way down the riverfront, all the way down to Salty's down there. It's all good.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk again about the fireworks display, because there's something in a lot of places, of course, 4th of July means fireworks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that here because you can't see. So you're right. This is the perfect time of year for it. So how did the fireworks come about this year? And I guess going back even a little further, how long have you been doing fireworks for the festival or downtown?
Well, as far as I know, it's been since 2008.
Okay.
We've had fireworks, and Alyeska started sponsoring them. And there were a couple of years where we didn't have, we just couldn't find sponsors, and they didn't happen. But I think it was maybe only 2 years, maybe only one. But then I'd say a decade ago, at least, Alyeska came on as a sponsor, and their support has grown through the years, and they make this... They contribute a great deal of money, and fireworks are very expensive, and so they really do make it happen. And then of course we would like to tell you all the other sponsors that are contributing to this event, because it is as generous as Alyeska, it wouldn't happen with them alone. So there's a lot of people helping out here, but that's how they came about, and it did just seem like we needed winter is tough, be tough for a lot of people, and. Just to put something in the middle of the winter that was a reason to get outside and to come downtown again and patronize local businesses. That's kind of where it started. And then we have over the years, for the last 2 years, we've been working together. I realized that there were these groups doing winter festival type stuff kind of all at the same time, but we weren't really coordinating. So we facilitated the getting together of the four, which is Parks and Rec, ourselves, the Morris Thompson Center, and the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation. So now we're like a host committee that integrate all these five events of the festival into one thing and then market it as one thing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now, did we already mention what time the fireworks are going to be on Saturday night?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Now, and about any idea how long they run?
15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, it's 8 p.m. and it's a hard, we start at 8. And then it's over at 8:15.
Okay. This is like a comedy show or something where it's, we got to start a few minutes late because everyone's kind of...
We take our fireworks seriously. Exactly.
Yes, okay. Okay.
The meter runs at 8
o'clock. Yeah. And again, it's very structured. This isn't a guy going out with a big lighter and lighting one and then watching it then. I mean, it's
a full show.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a name like the pyrotechnics technician or something? Like something very technical.
He's fire art pyrotechnics.
There you go.
And he's from Crapper Creek. No, he's from Wasilla.
Very cool.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, very cool. Now, do you guys, I'm curious how something like that comes about with you hiring him. I mean, I guess you just give him the ball. And it's his court and do what you want. Do you guys have any requests or something you would like to see or the way that you would like it to go?
I'd say generally we let him do his thing and he says, I'm going to choreograph your show now. What's my budget? And there's been times when he's asked me, and I might be the wrong guy to ask, but he's like, do you want me to put this to music?
Okay.
And so, there are things that could be done to enhance it.
Sure.
And one year we did, I think 21 minutes, and that one sort of dragged on. So we feel like the perfect time is about 15 minutes. And then he'll, obviously you've got the crescendo, and then the finale. And so, you can discern those parts of the show, and that's really, that's all the more we require of him.
Right. And I agree. Sometimes the shorter, it's sweeter. And plus, it could be very cold. And there's a difference between standing outside and watching for 15 minutes and 21 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Now, we talked a little bit about the sponsors. Is there anybody that you would like to thank at this point? We know there's so many people that have to be involved with something that's on a scale like this. But now would be a good opportunity because we definitely want to let these people know that we appreciate them sponsoring these.
Yeah, and to David's point, it takes so many people to come together to do this. So we would love to thank Alyeska Pipeline Service Company as our title sponsor, Riley Bodyfell as our hot chocolate sponsor, Explore Fairbanks as our reindeer photo sponsor, and then we have Doyon as the moose sponsor this year. And then we would also like to thank TechWise, Big Rays, Kinross Fort Knox, Spruce Tree Montessori, Fairbanks Laborers Local 942. Thank you, David. AER Airport Equipment Rental, North Haven Community, Usabelli Coal Mine, Doyon Utilities, Ampersand, and finally Advanced Printing. If you've driven down Second Avenue recently, you may have seen our banners. Advanced Printing does a great job printing the banners. And then if you're doing the Winter Lights Walk, you'll see our sponsor pennant flags along the trail to help guide you.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And again, if people want more information on this, where's a good place for them to go?
Yeah, our website, WinterSolsticeFestivalFairbanks.com, has all of the information on it. You could also find us on Facebook. We could do a lot of great updates there.
Perfect. So we've thrown out a lot of information in a very short amount of time. That's why I wanted to make sure that people have a way to access this. And there's things going on at different times. So if people are planning for next Saturday, the 16th, for the Winter Solstice Festival, they want to see as much as they can. How would you line out your day for something like that, do you think?
Oh, man, there is a lot going on that day. Yeah. So I would personally start at the Holiday Bazaar at the Morris Thompson Center, and I would also pick up my Moose and the Loose passport there while I'm there. Okay. So I would shop the bazaar, and then I would walk the Winter Lights Walk, which would take you to Golden Heart Plaza, which is where I would hit on some of the other Moose and the Loose businesses, since a lot of them are located downtown. From there, I would expand to whichever part of downtown I would want to go to for the Moose and the Loose. But be sure to be back to downtown, specifically in Golden Heart Plaza, by around 5:30, 6, I'd say. So I have time to, you know, get my pictures with the reindeer, see Riley and get a cup of hot cocoa, warm up a little, maybe go see a local business. And then I would eagerly wait for the fireworks at 8 p.m.
Very exciting. And of course, one of the reasons we try to get the information out there, well, so people can attend, but also when there's fireworks involved, we want to make sure that people keep their animals inside.
Yes.
And that's one of the interesting things about downtown, not that there aren't a lot of dogs in downtown Fairbanks, but probably less than there are on some in the outskirts and that type of thing.
Yeah, and I think one of the main differences is a lot of the downtown yards are fenced. So even if a dog does want to run, it can only go so far.
Right.
Hopefully.
Excuse me. And on the tail end of the sponsor bit, would like to thank some of the our in-kind sponsors, without whom we really couldn't stage these events.
Sure.
One is the Immaculate Conception Church, which allows us to use their parking lot right in front of them. It's the City of Fairbanks, who just does many kind of smallish things, but we still couldn't do it without them.
Oh, yeah.
And then also Airport Equipment Rentals for providing a lift so that we can project logos onto the river and... Exclusive Paving. Yes, Exclusive Paving for helping us with our traffic control plan.
Well, speaking of a lift, this is a heavy one for you guys. But once this is in your rearview mirror, you don't have a lot of downtime before you guys are planning for the next festival.
Mm-hmm. Midnight Sun Festival. That's right.
Yeah.
June 22nd, 2024.
Yep, and we start planning that in January. So David and I joke that we're pretty much a solstice ahead all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is something that if somebody would like to get involved, vendors, performers, there's more space available to do that kind of thing for the summertime.
Yes, we're definitely not constrained to the coldness factor.
Right.
And if you are interested, please let the Downtown Association know. Their contact information is on their website at downtownfairbanks.com.
Well, guys, thanks for joining me again. Once again, in the studios, Olivia Dowling with the Golden Heart Consulting and David Vandenberg with the Downtown Association. We have now less than a minute, but is there anything that we left out that you would like to add?
We did talk about a lot of good things,
but
I think that speaks to the festival because there's so many great things that are happening all on one day and even the days before. So we're just really excited for Fairbanks to come out and join us and celebrate the solstice.
David?
I think she said it well, and thanks for having us.
I think she did as well. All right, well, you've been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio. For more information, you can log on to explorefairbanks.com. To listen to this or any past show, log on to the KFAR archives page at kfarradio.com. This has been a presentation of Last Frontier Media Active.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.